Before we talk about today's guests, I want to talk a bit about the Sabre Defensive Index, a defensive metric that was made from a combination of other existing defensive measures. The Sabre Defensive Index, or the SDI as it's called, was born 3 years ago when Sabre collaborated with Rawlings Sporting Goods to revise the voting for the renowned Rawlings Gold Glove Awards, the gold standard for defensive awards in baseball. And the thought was that, you know, given the amount of data and information now available on defensive performance, it made sense to expand the criteria for the Rawlings Gold Glove Awards to go beyond simply the votes of managers and coaches, which, by the way, is the process that was used dating back to the beginning of the awards in 1957. They were 100% determined by managers and coaches voting. And my feeling and the belief of the Rawlings team was that if we could integrate some of the defensive metrics into the award criteria, we could make the award more comprehensive and give it a broader view than just the eyeball test of managers and coaches, who, let's face it, sometimes only see a player even in their own league for only 10 games or less over the course of a season. So Rawlings modified the award beginning in 2013 to include approximately 75% of the weight to be the votes of managers and coaches, and then the remaining 25% of the votes to be cast by the numbers, the defensive numbers, the Sabre Defensive Index, or the SDI as we call it. So back in 2013, Sabre formed a committee, that Sabre Fielding Committee, for the purpose of developing one defensive measure that would become the SDI. And the committee decided that the SDI itself should be a blend of five different defensive metrics, including regularly published measures like defensive runs saved from Baseball Info Solutions and ultimate zone rating, one of the oldest defensive metrics, just to mention two of them. So the combination of five metrics are what the SDI is. And the SDI for individual players for 2015 through the All-Star break was just announced this week, and the leaderboards are available if you want to peruse them on the Sabre website, sabr.org. Well, let me give you some of the highlights of the Sabre Defensive Index rankings for individual players through the All-Star break, starting with the National League. Well, at the top of the leaderboard in the NL, with the highest defensive ranking at any position, is Colorado Rockies third baseman Nolan Arenado. Arenado has saved his team 11 runs through the first half of the season with a stellar defense. Those 11 runs amount to the equivalent of about one full win contribution to the Rockies this season, and that's just with his fielding. He's also having a terrific season with the bat. And tied for second in the National League at about 8 runs saved each are second baseman Danny Espinosa of the Nationals and shortstop Andrelton Simmons of the Braves. And then right behind them is Rockies second baseman DJ LeMahieu, who's not far behind at just under 8 runs saved. Now, if we looked at the NL leaders at each position, I guess you could call them the front runners for this year's Rolling Gold Glove Awards. We've got Buster Posey behind the plate with a slight lead over Yadier Molina, who's been the perennial National League Gold Glove catcher. At first base, we have Adrian Gonzalez, last year's Gold Glove winner, and he leads Brandon Belt of the Giants. At second base, it's Espinosa just ahead of LeMahieu. At third base, it's Arenado way out ahead of Justin Turner of the Dodgers and Matt Duffy of the Giants, who are in second and third. At shortstop, we've got Andrelton Simmons, who is comfortably ahead of three guys who are clustered very tightly in that race for the second-best defensive NL shortstop. That's Echevarria of the Marlins, Nick Ahmed of the Diamondbacks, and Brandon Crawford of the Giants. And in left field, it's Kristen Yelich of the Marlins just edging out Nori Aoki of the Giants, who's actually missed about the last 30 games with an injured leg and is about to come back. In center field, we've got Juan Lagares just edging out A.J. Pollock of the Diamondbacks at this point in the season. And then finally in right field, it's Curtis Granderson ahead of the injured Giancarlo Stanton. And one other position I want to talk about in the National League, and that's pitcher. And last year's Gold Glove winner, Zach Greinke, is comfortably ahead at 4.6 runs saved, comfortably ahead of Jacob deGrom and Mike Leake, who are tied for second at a little more than half of that defensive contribution. And, you know, with ground ball pitchers, you would be surprised as to how much impact a pitcher's defense can have, again, particularly if they're ground ball pitchers.